Hey there, this is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen show. You're watching the Christmas edition, a kickoff show for The Right Show, brought to you by Valuetainment. And today's news is for people who really don't enjoy the news. So let's get right into it. Today's episode, we talk about Biden's Christmas tree goes falling down at the White House. People are stealing their Christmas gifts. Will they come for yours next? BLM says they're voting for Trump. What? And of course, Elon says GFY. I'll tell you what that means later. Plus, we discuss how Enrique Iglesias just not might be able to sing after all. It's all happening right here, right now on The Right Show. Let's go! Ladies and gentlemen, my question for today's episode is, where are you from and what is your favorite Christmas carol? Because this is the Christmas kickoff edition of The Right Show. We've got a new background. This was a gift to me from a guy named Deli. We have these nice wreaths, and my favorite carol doesn't even have any words. It's kind of intense. It goes dun 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 dun. See, I'm just messing with the sound guy, seeing how I can make him work. And if he's still awake, he had a few eggnogs last night. So if you know the name of that song, please put it in the comments. I've never quite learned it. We have a little issue here. Elon Musk has been under attack. Major advertisers, Disney, Apple, just the big Fortune 100 companies are saying they don't want to advertise under X, aka Twitter, because, well, Elon is a racist or a sexist or a homophobist and all these other ists. Well, we have a little inside look at what was going on in the writer's room as they were trying to get Elon back on track to help these advertisers like Disney work with him. It looks a little something like this, brought to you by Valuetainment.
Thank you, Adam, for clarifying. Wouldn't have been able to sleep tonight if it wasn't for that. Thank you. Thank you. Elon's posts are killing us. All right, we're losing sponsors left and right. Hey, remember Apple? Gone! Remember Coca-Cola? Gone! Disney! Afuera! All right, at this rate, we're going to be broke in less than a year.
Then all right? What do you propose we do, Jeff?
I don't know, Linda. You're the CEO. Can't you say or do something?
You don't think I've tried?
Oh, apparently you haven't tried hard enough.
How
Linda.
Dare you? I work harder than you.
How dare I?
Guys, stop. Stop arguing. Arguing is going to get us nowhere. Okay, Elon's speaking at the New York Times event. I know because I just talked to him personally. I coached him myself. I just got off the phone with him.
Wait, you coached him?
Yeah, I did. It's on right now.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean? If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
But
go f*** yourself.
Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob.
Well, let me ask you then.
That is really what's going on behind closed doors. Elon has this platform. He's opened it up to free speech. He's fact-checking Biden and the radical left. They're not used to that treatment. So they're putting pressure on him by not advertising on X. They're pulling all their advertising dollars, even though he's done nothing wrong. And they're saying, if you don't stop doing this, if you don't act a certain way, you're not going to get any Disney bucks, Starbucks. You're not going to get any kind of crypto bucks. Well, Elon says GFY, and that was a lot of fun to do that. Speaking of major companies trying to poison you, who cares if they want to take away your freedom of speech? They're also trying to poison your insides as well. I'm going to read this to you. This man right here was very interesting. He exposes why Starbucks is extremely unhealthy for you. You don't think about this stuff too much. You take a drink and you're like, that was delicious. But watch him go through the line, then show you how much sugar is in each drink.
Another reason you should boycott Starbucks. So I see a lot of people on TikTok ordering this popular drink, so I'm going to go find out what's in it.
Hello there, welcome to Starbucks. What are you having today?
Hi there, can I get a grande iced pumpkin cream chai tea latte? Take care. Let's take a look at what's in this drink. This has 470 calories and 66 grams of sugar. What does 66 grams of sugar look like? I'm going to show you right now.
Wow. Unbelievable. Poison.
This is how much sugar is in that drink right there. So when you drink this, what's happening is you're spiking your blood sugar. In that time, your pancreas is working overtime to metabolize that sugar. And an hour later, your blood sugar crashes, which is when you become irritable, you become tired, and you get that mental fatigue and brain fog. So you might want to think twice before you order one of these, because this is not really a coffee. This is a dessert.
So there you have it. Next time someone offers you a delicious Starbucks, say no! I don't want it! I'll take a Path Water Purified, brought to you by Valuetainment, instead. Moving right along, we have none other than the Biden Christmas tree, which has taken a tumble. Now, this never happened under Trump. Christmas tree was nice and erect, huge. One of the biggest trees you've ever seen, folks. Absolutely huge. Decorated by Melania. Quite beautiful, really. And as soon as Joe Biden gets in office, is this Christmas tree not a metaphor for the whole administration? Take a look.
40-foot national Christmas tree took a little bit of a tumble on Tuesday after strong winds toppled it down just 2 days before that annual tree lighting ceremony with President Biden. And some conservatives on social media say this was a perfect metaphor for the current...
It's unreal what they have to do there. So what you have there is the tree completely fallen over. They've brought a crane in to pick it back up again. The attack on Christmas is real, folks. And they need to just keep that crane and hook it to the back of Biden's shirt so you can keep him on the stage and then just whisk him away when it's time to leave. That crane could come in handy for the next year. So I have a question right now I want to ask you guys. How many of you think Biden will make it to next Christmas? Please put that down. I want to find out what you have to say because, I don't know, that's 12... and a half months away, and it's not looking too good, folks. Not too good at all. With that said, retail stores are under attack. Not only are our Christmas trees falling down, our Christmas presents are getting stolen. Democrat policies bring this to you. Organized retail theft cost New York stores, New York alone, $4.4 billion in 2022. The numbers are in, folks, and it's not looking too good. Now, that's New York. Imagine California. Imagine Baltimore. Imagine Chicago. Every major city. You know why our gifts are so expensive? Because $4.4 billion worth in every major city, out the door. It's causing a major problem for us. In fact, even right here at Valuetainment, we had a theft. We just opened a merch store. We got sweaters. We got t-shirts, hats. Look at what these idiots did. They just took the products. Unbelievable.
You don't look so hot, bro. Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right.
What's wrong?
Well, I don't know. I'm just like, I lost my job.
Carol's
up my ass about money. She gave me a laundry list of stuff to get the kids for the holidays.
Oh, I hate that.
It's just like a damn sea scroll. You know what I mean?
Dude, but don't stress, bro. Brady, you live in Los Angeles, dude. Now, you like the white or the black?
Black is good.
Okay, I'm going to take both. Dude, you live through the city of angels, the home of the brave, the land of the free and the rocket. You know what?
That's a song.
I know, but it doesn't make it not true. But you know what, Brady? Do me a favor. I read this book on affirmations. Give me three affirmations right now. Three positive things about yourself. Ready? Go.
I have great hair, great eyes, and I have a huge d***.
Really?
Great eyes?
No, anyway, Brady, you know, it's the holiday season, bro. We're in Cali. You know, just repeat after me, right? I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be. And I can shoplift under $1,000 and not get in trouble. Excuse me, ma'am. How much do we have right here?
$1,020
tax.
Oh, okay.
Let's just do that. Come on, Brady.
What are we doing now?
Running!
Running!
Wait! Aaron, stop him!
What? It's under $1,000.
So?
Wait, what am I doing?
Are you kidding me?
Something for the
way. Ah, that is exactly what you're supposed to do, folks. You have to mock bad ideas with humor. Because if it's in a debate, we're just arguing, no, you're lying, that doesn't work, that doesn't. We all saw in under a minute how stupid these policies are and how bad they can be. Here you had the security guard stealing, you had the person working, everybody, it's a free-for-all. But let's talk about the serious issue here. Shoplifting, you know, someone takes a pencil, someone takes a hat, that's a problem, but it's been going on for a while. We're talking about organized retail theft. They come in 30, 40 at a time, they have an agenda. Some are armed, some are not. There's women mixed in, there's guys. So you can't just bring out a gat and just because you're going to, oh, she wasn't armed. She was just stealing with the other 30. But if you go to get involved, you grab a woman and pull the purse, her homie comes out, pow, pow. So nobody knows what to do. People are paralyzed. What would you do? You're inside Dillard's, Walmart, Walgreens, and 40 people run in. Masks, because you got to wear a mask. There's a pandemic. Hoodie, because hoodie doesn't mean I'm doing nothing wrong. Gloves, and 40 of them. Unbelievable. This is not retail theft. This is retail terrorism. So, what would you do if you were in a store, folks? Are you the type that's going to intervene if you wait till the last one leaves and just grab her only and then hold her captive while she rats on all her friends? Or do you say, hey, not my job, not my problem? Okay. We'll be back with a whole lot more from The Right Show right after this. Speaking of bad ideas, trans issues are going to a whole new level of stupidity, and these people are emboldened to do whatever they want. I'm going to show you this one on the screen here. A transgender man was arrested for planning a copycat school shooting. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. I mean, he looks like Jeffrey Dahmer and Kurt Cobain had a baby. Hello, Willie Nelson's evil twin. The thing is, this person was going to do what the other one did. Now, you don't hear much about it anymore. You might not remember. I think it was Tennessee. There was a trans person who did it. Now, if you heard of a shooter who was a white Christian straight male, it would be on the news every day. The Democrats would talk about it as a talking point every day. Oh, no. This gets swept under the rug because this is the new thou ye shall not talk about hierarchy of leftism, the victim totem pole. Let's read this article here. A transgender man, male, who identifies as a female, named Alexia Willie. It's funny, named Willie because has a Willie. Anyway, has been charged with 14 felony counts related to threats to rape girls in public restrooms and commit a school pew-pew to get back at so-called phobes. See, once they call you a phobe and get back at you. As it turns out, he was directly inspired by the previous tranny school shooty, Audrey Hale. Now, the reason I was doing all that back and forth with the word game is I can't say certain words on my channel. Don't want to lose it. So instead of that, we say pew-pew. And instead of cove, we say covefi. And instead of, we say boosty boosts. So you got to understand what I'm saying. I'm not as stupid as I sound sometimes, I promise. Speaking of people who are giving a lot of bad ideas, even the Pope got in on it. The Pope, Pope Francis, urges top theologians to make the church less masculine. He said the church is female, the future is female, and masculinity has been a huge problem. Well, I'm sorry, Pope Francis. I'm not going to take advice about how to be more manly from a bunch of guys wearing dresses all day long with low testosterone. And I think we can see what those look like right here on the camera. That's the typical person in Vatican telling you, be a little less manly, bro. So I want to ask you right now, right here, do you think that we are being a little too manly, or we need more real men in this world? Do you think toxic femininity is a problem? Something you never hear about. Put that in the comments, and we'll check those out. We love to read those comments, folks. Now, we have a guy named Richard Branson. You heard of him? He decided to do the impossible. While Pope Francis is definitely a virgin, Richard Branson started a company called Virgin, and now he's taking his company to new heights. He decided to use a certain kind of fuel to cross the ocean. Virgin Atlantic achieves the first ocean flight fueled by animal fat. That's kind of disgusting. Could you imagine you have to stop at a pig farm and kind of load up the gas tank with some skin or, I don't know, animal? How do you get the fat from an animal? But somehow they extract the fat from an animal. They churn it all around. And I'm going to read this to you right here. Virgin Atlantic achieved the first cross-Atlantic flight with a commercial airliner fueled solely with animal fat, waste fats. So the achievement is a milestone in low-emission technology and what insiders are calling Jet Zero. Richard Branson was on board the flight. The world will always assume something can't be done until you do it, Branson said. So let me ask you folks, what do you think? Would you be comfortable going on a flight filled with fat? Currently, the flights I'm on are just filled with fat people, but I'm talking about animal fat to get you from point A to point B. A-C-O-N. What's shaking bacon? I mean, it's already a little bit tough. You go on Spirit Airlines, and the flight attendant's yelling at you, screaming at you, and then she's like, and we need more fat, so let's stop for some fuel. These are things you got to think about in the future. Who would have guessed? But I'll tell you one thing. I know who does not want to go on those flights. Vegans. They're going to be like, before we cross the Atlantic on this plane, are there any vegetarian options to fuel up? We'll be back with a whole lot more from The Right Show right after this. When you hear the letters BLM, what do you think? Anti-USA. Fighting, arguing, hating the Republicans, but not anymore. Joe Biden has done so bad that some BLM leaders are going, maybe we're pro-Trump. This one, coming from Rhode Island, has now torn off the mask of secrecy and says, I'm not for the Democrats anymore. Time to Blexit. I'm for Trump. Take a look.
The founder of Rhode Island Black Lives Matter tells me he's disgusted over Mark Fisher's comments on Fox News, while Rhode Island Republican Chairman Joe Powers calling it a major win for the Rhode Island Republican Party.
Trump has done more for the black community than any president I can think of in my lifetime.
It's a bad look for Rhode Islanders, period, not just BLM.
Rhode Island Black Lives Matter founder Brother Gary Dantzler, disgusted by Mark Fisher's comments, calling it a major setback for all that Black Lives Matter stands for.
It's an insult to the African-American community, and we love our black and brown people, and we don't have nothing against Donald Trump, but he stands for what he stands, and we stand for what we stand for. As you have good, and you got bad, and you got evil, those are the lessons, unfortunately. Like Mark Fisher was saying, that he represents BLM. He does not represent BLM.
But not all agree with Brother Gary. Republican Party of Rhode Island Chairman Joe Powers calling the endorsement a major win for Republicans.
But it's good to hear that we have compatriots out there who are actually looking to look at the Republicans as an answer. It's refreshing and to hear that you have people who would normally not go that way actually come to the realization that it's the smart move for them, because it just makes sense to be a Republican in Rhode Island.
Wow! Did you ever think you'd see the day where Donald Trump would be endorsed by BLM? But when you think about it, BLM really kicked off huge on a global scale with George Floyd. They tried to pin Donald Trump's issues on George Floyd, George Floyd's issues on Donald Trump, and that's why deaths happen with black males, because of Trump. But really, it's always blue cities that have these interactions. Minnesota, where George Floyd is from, is a blue state. Minneapolis is a blue city. The place he was a blue county and a blue municipal part of the town. And look at this. You're not going to believe this. The police commissioner, the district attorney, all Democrats. So really, Democrats took out George Floyd. This whole time, it was a blue issue, and somehow they hung that around the neck of the right. It turns out Rhode Island woke up. Rhode Island, where the real ones be. I don't think you've ever heard that in a rap song, but we need to have that now. Now, leftists are always attacking people falsely. That's no surprise. And they go for kids some of the time, too, which is really tough. I mean, kids are just trying to go have a good time, especially if you think of a baseball game or a football game in this case. This Chiefs fan was totally exposed by the left. It was unbelievable. Deadspin comes out with this article for clickbait, and it says, the NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface and his native headdress. And if you look closely, that's pretty damning evidence. You have a 9-year-old wearing a Chiefs jersey, a native headdress, and his face is indeed black. Well, they got us. Racism is alive and well. There's nothing I can say against it. In fact, here we have more articles. It takes a lot of disrespect for two groups of people at once to be offended. But on Sunday afternoon in Las Vegas, a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and hate Native Americans at the same time. What do you have to say for yourself, America? How are you going to stop this racism? That is, until the full photo came out. Oh my goodness! The kid was not in blackface after all. Turns out the Chiefs' major colors are black and red, and he was just the most devout sports fan out there. So, now we got a big problem. Deadspin tried to start a race war for clicks right here in America, and I contend that most race wars are hoaxes in this country. You have people who really don't think about race every day. In fact, we have black people working at Valuetainment, and that's fine. We also have Persians. That's me. The owner is a Syrian. We got a Latino over there making thumbnails. We have a guy, I don't even know where he's from, on the sound system right now. He's from somewhere. Okay, he's waving at us right now. We're waving back. I didn't even know if he spoke English when I got here, and I didn't care. Can he work the sound? I still don't know if he speaks English, but he's doing a great job, and I hope we keep him for as long as that happens. So the point is, the only people that think about race every day are the left, the radical left. They think, well, that guy doesn't know how to use the internet. He's black, and that person doesn't know how to get into college. He's Hispanic. We need the borders open because they don't know how to come the correct way. No one can get online because they're minorities, and they all need to get into college, but don't let the Asians and the white people go in. Who's the racist here? Can't be the half-Persian comedian. I could care less what ethnicity you are. I'm more concerned about other things. What are you concerned about? Are you concerned about the ethnicity or how good they do their job? Or if you're on a date, how nice that booty be looking? Please put that in the comments. We love to hear from you. And it's time to move right along. But let's read this to you. Deadspin then spun the narrative once again. Once they found out the kid was not in blackface, they changed the headline to say that we need to address, look at this, the NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface native headdress. Update: the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians condemns the wearing of this regalia as part of a costume. So they didn't want to take the headline down completely because they were committed to it. That would have been bad. But they added this new like Native American spin to it that we found an elder who was not happy with the costume. And that article now goes on to say, if we got rid of the Washington Redskins, we have to get rid of the Chiefs next. I want you to simmer on that for a little bit. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show right after this. Hey, illegals are coming across the border whenever they want. Joe Biden doesn't care because illegals tend to vote Democrat when they finally get citizenship or when they have kids and they get citizenship. So this is a long game. And so what you do is you just look the other way, pretend you don't notice the border. You talk tough. We're going to work hard on the border just as hard as anyone else. But don't put a wall and don't arrest them. And we got to let them in. They're here for asylum, amnesty. Some of the most misused words in the English language today. Take a look now. CNN is noticing these people are kind of playing a system here.
CNN has finally come around. They've just reported that the border is wide open. CNN sent a crew down to the border near San Diego and visited a guy whose backyard's a migrant highway. The guy's like an illegal alien crossing guard. Even CNN was shocked.
I just have to allow them to go through my property. Where are you from?
Hello.
This is video shot by Brian Silvis, whose property is up against the U.S.-Mexico border. Silvis wanted to show me where he believes the migrants are crossing the border into his property. Hola. As soon as we arrived, we encountered about a dozen walking right in.
It's a pretty simple cross over into the U.S. And like that family, it's not that hard. They just step in and they're here.
Just an hour after we left Silvis's property, a wildlife camera we had set up at the location captured another group of migrants, much larger than the last, entering.
Whoa! So if that doesn't concern you, nothing will. You saw we had the great big wall, fantastic wall, and that's where it stopped, and they're coming around the wall. How come you don't see them all coming through the wall? Because walls work. But when you stop building the wall and say, that's not right, it's a waste of money, then they go around. And yes, one or two people can go over a wall, but not your abuelito and your abuelita and your hermanos and them. No. Everyone else has to go the way they're going. That's what they're doing. So what was concerning about that is a lot of them are not speaking Spanish. Habibi, my friend, they are coming from you. And if that's going to be going on, we're going to have a lot more experiences like our parachute friends brought to Israel on October 7th. Now, if that's not reason enough to lock down our border, I'm about to give you the number one reason to lock down the border. Enrique Iglesias. For so long, we thought he was handsome and he was gonna seduce you with his music. But then we hear him singing on a unmodified, and this is going viral all over the internet. He doesn't have the auto tune. Listen to what he really sounds like.
All I need is to look in your eyes. Will be by la musica, say you be mine.
Okay, ladies, so from now on, when I'm in the shower singing, don't tell me I don't sound good. I sound as good as Enrique Iglesias. I mean, everyone's talking about this online, and some people said, nah, that was just a fake audio clip, no way. So fans took a recording at his concert when his auto-tune machine broke in his microphone, and it sounded like this. Up and down, I need a Mustang wheel. So, you spent $700, you and your girlfriend are in the front row, you're like, it's gonna be so fun, Cindy, we're gonna dance, and we might get a glimpse of Enrique, and then he sings like that into your ear. Yeah, probably not gonna turn you on like you thought. Now, this has been going on for quite a while. Not sure why all of a sudden TikTok picked up on this, but it might damage that career quite a bit. His father was a fantastic singer. He sit there. His name was Julio Iglesias. And you can get to that low. Very nice. But this guy is just tone deaf. You can feel like leaving. I'm not gonna make you stay. I'm like, what? Sounds like the Bumblebee from the Simpsons cartoon. Howard Stern was one of the first to uncover this. He's trying to hold back laughter. And even Robin, watch Robin going, you definitely sang that song. All I need is to look in your eyes.
Oh, viva la musica, see you be mine. Wow. Well, you can sing. You can sing.
Well, we gotta do.
What is that, honey? What was that?
I can't. Look it up. You know.
Can we do another?
He can sing, right, Robin?
He sang that song.
He sang.
You definitely sang that song. We're going to talk to you guys and find out right now. Do you think Enrique is being played? Do you think he's actually sexy and a wonderful singer? All I need is the look in your eye. Or does he just have no sense of it? All I need is the look in your eye. Tell me in the comments, is he being put on? Are we being tricked? Or does he suck at singing? These are the kind of questions we answer right here on The Right Show. And it's why we tune in each and every week for the most fun show on the internet. But we always end it with a laugh because the news can be a little distressing, a little heavy. We talked about Christmas trees falling down, people stealing billions of dollars worth of gifts. They might even steal yours this year. But we always lighten the mood with a little stand-up comedy. And this clip I posted on Monday. Every Monday, if you'll subscribe to my YouTube channel, I'll bring laughter to you. And if you miss it, you get to see it right here. Here's a little remix of Comedy from Monday. Go.
I was a victim of racism myself. There are people who say that racism can only go one direction, but it goes both ways. I'm playing basketball with my black friends. They're slam dunking the ball. Boom. Hanging from the rim. They're like, booyah, Kayvon, in your face. That's racist. I'm a white guy playing basketball. I don't swim in front of my black friends. In your face, booyah. Oh, butterfly, damn. Flip turn, oof. That would ruin their day at the pool. You don't do that. I don't parallel park in front of my Asian friends. Like, oh, in your face, oh.
You don't do things like that. Who do you think you are? I hope you laughed at that comedy clip, because if you did, I am on tour right now. Houston coming up, Arlington, Virginia. We have San Diego, Tacoma, Washington, all of these and more. You can find them on KayvonComedy.com. In fact, here's the tour dates. I even have some corporate events open up and some holiday parties. So if you want to bring a comedian to your living room, front door, back door, business party, auction, or charity for the children, we do it all. Thank you for watching The Right Show today. We come back each and every week. This is the news for people who hate the news. We are waking America up with laughter. We're telling truth through comedy, and we're here to do it with a smile. Thanks to you and Valuetainment each and every week. Now, let's kick off Christmas and have a great new year. Yes!